Hi, welcome to an update on some great work to see in your neighbourhood. One good tip if you're looking to get your work displayed is to find out whether your local library or community centre has got a group of artists you can join and then as a cooperative stage something. I saw this done with Great Alan this week. There's an exhibition in the centre of Oxford on Bond Square, right opposite the famous Westgate, that has got local artists, but the standard is incredibly high and they're also using this as a platform to move forward in a semi-professional way. This is the Bury Knoll Art Group and they've been going for over 60 years and they're very welcoming and they very frequently have classes that people can join. And the kind of work on display really showed just how much as a group they supported each other's voice. It was very diverse, but displayed in a beautiful, high quality way. So there was some cubist, non-figurative, abstract designs that sort of described the location that the artist was painting in an impressionistic way, done in pencil, but very striking. And then on the other hand, there was some very accurate pointillism work done with a tiny paintbrush that gave you a real impression of huge colour, blossom, spring. You could really smell the roses, so to speak. And there were some beautiful pencil drawings of local landmarks that you could really sense walking through that garden with the artist. And I think seeing art in the city that it's being created, especially when local people have created it, is deeply inspiring. So this is the one tip that I took away from that, in that it's almost like eating the food that's been grown in a certain area. It just connects you to the roots of a place, quite literally, as there were some historical buildings portrayed that were really going to create memories of how local people are as they walk by. And, you know, Turner very famously painted this area. And so using that as a backdrop of the work on display was a great way to just see people's individual voice shine out all the louder for painting the same landscape that perhaps more famous people had painted. So that's another tip, I thought. Don't be afraid to create work on something that's already been done. And, you know, it's your voice that people are ultimately going to connect with and be inspired by. So this exhibition of the Bury Knoll artist is going on this week at the Chapel on Bond Square. There is a lovely exhibition room, and that's another tip. You know, there are lots of rooms that for maybe not much money you could hire to stage local exhibitions. So however spring is inspiring you, I have to say it was lovely to see the different landscapes of gardens painted by the local artists on display. Interestingly enough, there weren't so many human forms. It tended to be landscape and more sort of physical landscapes rather than interactions between people. So maybe the interaction of the audience with the work is the important one there. So sending you lots of good wishes for the weekend ahead. I hope it's great. And here's to a great week ahead.